Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
This edition of The Standard is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are six chances to win the competition, including two top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
From London, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is The Standard. Looks like we're going to have to wait a little longer to find out what will happen to Julian Assange. The WikiLeaks founder faces a delay over the decision on whether or not he can bring an appeal against his extradition to the US. However, UK judges did block his immediate transfer for trial on hacking and espionage charges. US authorities have been given 3 weeks to offer assurances in the case, including whether Assange could face the death penalty. Here's Julian's wife, Stella Assange, speaking outside the Royal Courts of Justice in London today.
Today's decision is astounding. The courts recognise that Julian is exposed to a flagrant denial of his freedom of expression rights, that he is being discriminated against on the basis of his nationality, an Australian, and that he remains exposed to the death penalty.
The WikiLeaks founder has spent more than 13 years seeking to avoid a trial in the US over the mass leak of confidential records. He's been in a UK prison since 2019. Here to explain the ruling in more detail and share his insight is the Standard's Courts correspondent, Tristan Kirk.
This is a ruling from the Court of Appeal, so two judges who oversaw a hearing in Julian Assange's case. He was appealing on nine particular grounds against the decision to extradite him to the United States. He was bringing some new grounds he was bringing back up again, and he was appealing against other ones that have been previously dismissed. And what the judges have ruled today is that six of his nine grounds can't go forward to an appeal. That's simple. But three grounds remain. They are whether he can rely on free speech, as guaranteed under the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, if he was to be sent to trial, whether he would be prejudiced or not at trial and also sentenced because of his nationality, and whether he would be afforded the First Amendment protections as US citizens are against the death penalty if his case moved to trial and he was convicted and then sentenced to that particular penalty. So those three grounds are still in play. And what the judges have said today is that there could be an appeal on those three grounds, but the United States has got the chance for the next 3 weeks to give assurances on those particular issues, at which point we may or may not have an appeal. So today's decision is not clear, but what it is a bit of fresh hope for Julian Assange that one of those particular appeal grounds may well go to a full hearing.
The court says if no assurances are given by the US, the appeal will be granted. Does that mean the court is likely to grant the appeal?
Well, at the moment, we're on granting leave to appeal. So it's permission to have a full appeal hearing. So we're not yet at the stage where anybody's appeal is going to be granted. What they've said is that there are those three particular areas that I've outlined are potential areas that Assange can argue on. The US can turn around and say, you know, give assurances that these three things are covered, at which point the judges may well then say, then there can't be an appeal. If the US refuse to give those assurances, then the judges look likely to say that this case can go to a full appeal hearing in the Court of Appeal in the UK on any of those particular grounds. So taking the death penalty one as a good example, at the moment, there's been no assurance from the US that Julian Assange wouldn't or couldn't face the death penalty if he was sent to the US for a trial, convicted, and then sentenced to the death penalty. Now, the US government can now look at today's decision and they could give an assurance that Julian Assange will never face the death penalty, regardless of how his criminal case goes. If they do that, then that's one of the three remaining appeal grounds that will be knocked out completely. The second one, which is to do with whether he will be prejudiced at trial or at sentence by reason of his nationality, that also looks like potentially a one that the US could tackle head on, that they could say that they will give him a fair trial and nationality will not be an issue or not be something that prejudices him at trial. The third one, potentially trickier for the US, is about his right to the protection of free speech, which is guaranteed under the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. Of course, Julian Assange is not a citizen of the United States, and actions that he is accused of taking did not happen within the United States, although, of course, according to the charges, they had massive effects on that country. And so the US will have to weigh up whether they will give him an assurance that he can rely on the free speech protection, which would probably form one of his major defences if he was to be put on trial.
Do we have any idea when there will be a final decision on this appeal?
Well, Julian Assange's case is one that's obviously been going on for more than 13 years now, since the publication by WikiLeaks back in late 2010 and then 2011. So this is a case that really deserves the word saga. And it's been going on for years and years. And each time you think it might be over, then something else comes up, another ground of appeal, another hearing, another court that has to be asked about it. In the short term, the United States have been given 3 weeks to offer or not offer the assurances that the court have outlined. If they offer those, then we can perhaps say that an appeal hearing won't take place. If they don't offer one or all of those assurances, then the case is likely to be set down for a full appeal hearing, which could take place potentially later on this year, possibly into next year. As I say, with Assange, who knows how long it will actually take. But in the short term, there is going to be another hearing on May the 20th, when all of this will be confirmed, whether there will or will not be an appeal here.
Let's go to the ads. The Standard podcast will be back in just a moment.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. Still with me is Tristan Kirk, the Standard's courts correspondent. Tristan, this is Assange's last chance for a UK legal challenge, but he does have other options if he wants to appeal against it, doesn't he?
Well, if we don't get an appeal now in the UK courts, then as his own supporters have rightly accepted, this is the end of the road for Assange in the UK courts. And I think what would happen then is that the extradition would be authorised, and that would be the final decision in this country. However, it seems likely if we've got to that point, that there would be an appeal to the European Court of Human Rights, and then we would this would all move to the European judges to see if they make a last ditch intervention in his case to block it, and potentially then to have hearings to decide whether this is something that they can intervene on and what grounds they might make that kind of intervention. So while this ruling hasn't brought things to a close in this country, we are potentially reaching the end of the process in the UK, but that's not by no means the end of the story for Julian Assange.
As you mentioned, this case has been going on for a very long time. Can you just give our listeners a reminder of the case against Assange?
Yeah, of course. This is a case that dates back to 2010, 2011, when there were, I'm sure people will remember, a massive amount of disclosures of confidential and in some cases classified material from the United States, documents that related to military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as detainees accused of terror offences who were being held at Guantanamo Bay. The US soldier Chelsea Manning was instrumental in the release of that information, and it was published in redacted form by various news organizations around the world, but through Julian Assange's organization, WikiLeaks. And the allegations are that that information was obtained illegally, that Assange was personally involved in hacking to try and get hold of the information. He faces 18 charges, including a series of charges under the Espionage Act, that the obtaining and release of that material was illegal. And one of the particular allegations is that the WikiLeaks publication of the information in its unredacted form actually endangered sources of the United States, people who were operating for that country in war zones and in areas of particular danger. It is said against him that that he helped to expose those sources and put them in danger. And obviously, it's right to say that a lot of those allegations are denied, particularly the identifying of sources. But we haven't even come to the point where he's had to put up pleas to the charges or offer formal denials, because obviously he hasn't been sent to the US. On the other side, he's obviously got a massive bank of support around the world. People who say that Julian Assange was simply operating as a journalist, that he was working to expose wrongdoing by the United States in its military operations in those countries and at Guantanamo Bay, and that he should not be prosecuted because his work was done as a journalist and should be protected as all journalistic work should be, and to put him on trial essentially for hacking and being a spy is a wrong and against the principles held in the US Constitution.
Has there ever been a case like this before?
Well, I think the Julian Assange case is far and away the most unique extradition case we've ever had and probably ever will. It started off as a huge case where it was suspected that the US wanted to extradite him, but actually he was wanted for extradition to Sweden, where he was wanted for questioning on allegations of sexual misconduct. When that process came to an end in 2012, as many will remember, he went to stay in the Ecuadorian embassy instead of facing extradition to Sweden, because he said he would then feared he would be sent automatically on to the US. Fast forward to 2019, he was ejected from the embassy, locked up for breaching his bail, and then the US proceedings started. So now we're on around about 5 years worth of US proceedings, which in itself is a unique and lengthy period of time. But obviously these circumstances around Julian Assange are hardly likely to ever be repeated in the future, and I can't think of any case that's comparable with it.
You can read more on this story and others in the Standard newspaper or on our website, standard.co.uk. And that's it from this episode. This podcast is back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.